everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today we have Dr. Robert Sivez, and he is explaining obesity, lipedema, and insulin resistance. He states that nobody dies if they don't eat carbohydrates and talks about what he calls a lipedema way of life. Dr. Sivez specializes in pediatric and adult obesity, diabetes, and metabolic management. His focus is on helping people understand and treat the true cause of obesity and diabetes. He has been doing metabolic management for 21 years and has helped thousands of people put their obesity, diabetes, and pre-diabetes into remission. Dr. Sivez firmly believes that obesity and diabetes are not treated by diets, but by a comprehensive change in lifestyle.
Let's look at obesity on top of lipedema. And obesity is related first and foremost to primary fat deposition due to carbohydrate consumption, sugar and starch consumption. And at first, there is healthy storage. You remain insulin sensitive. Insulin drives the sugar into the cells, particularly in the liver. The liver converts the sugar to fat and stores it in the fat cells. That is healthy fat storage, which happens early. And in that transformative phase, people are still hormone sensitive. They're still producing normal levels of steroid hormone, and they can deposit that fat, that sugar as fat, and it's not harming their bloodstream or their cells. However, if that becomes a chronic situation where they're consuming carbohydrates all the time, they now start to develop insulin resistance, where the cells are being damaged by this flood of sugar and they block the insulin receptor, and your insulin level goes through the roof, and the insulin is no longer able to effectively get sugar into the cells, and the insulin levels remain high. Fat and protein are essential to human survival at a nutritional level, carbohydrates are not. And when you start to use a particular substance or a particular behavior as an instantly gratifying way to activate your endorphin system, your emotional tension relaxation system, to get that instant upfront spike of reward, and you use and develop a relationship with that substance or behavior to the point that it causes harm, in this case, obesity or diabetes, and you ignore or distort the reality of harm to continue getting that instant high to manage your emotional distress, you've lost control of that relationship. You have an addiction. And in order to define somebody, at least by my terms, by the definition of addiction, you have to have chronic excessive use of an instantly gratifying substance or behavior to the point of harm, ignore the harm, to continue the high. And specifically, the substance should not be necessary for human survival. And nobody dies if they don't eat carbohydrates. Because folks, lipedema is a way of life that is a genetic advantage. It may be disadvantaged today, but lipedema is a way of life, and the best way to live it as best as God or nature designed you is using an omnicarnivorous diet free of carbohydrates and chasing and desiring health and happiness. The two H's that have no endpoint. You cannot be perfectly healthy. You cannot be perfectly happy. But if you are chasing both of those paradigms, you are going to die very well when your time comes. Follow a ketogenic, intermittent fasting, authoritative way of life to get that health and happiness.
Thank you, Dr. Sivez. That was really informative to hear about how the interaction of obesity, insulin resistance, and lipedema comes about. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema Flash Briefing.